Well, I've had about enough of morons and half-wits, dolts, dunces, dullers, and dumbbells. And you, chowderhead yokel, you blithering hayseed, you've had enough of me? Al, why does this sound familiar?
It's from Twin Peaks. It's an homage.
Stealing dialogue is not an homage. We've just finally broken Matt from stealing from those same three Mystery Science Theater episodes all the time. Don't ruin our good work by being a bad influence.
My homages are classy.
I was thinking something more like, Now listen here, you puffed up V for Victory flashing fairweather patriot. I don't care if you're President of the United States or President of the Ladies Auxiliary. In my line of work, if it waddles like a crook, quacks like a crook, it's probably a crook. Call it Occam's razor applied to dark meat. And don't think you can get past me with your staged photo ops and your navy blue windbreaker. Because the second set of footprints was where I was following you. And let me tell you, I didn't like what I saw, Mr. President.
This is fantastic.
I thought you might like that. You'd get to be Nixon.
Let's hear it again.
I don't care if you're President of the United States.
Hey, Pop, why are you holding up a glass to that door?
Shh, Al and Amanda are in there working on a radio play.
Oh, God, not that. Man, the escape pods. Women and children first!
I guess that rules you out, then.
Damn it, I can't legally buy a drink, but I can die in the crossfire of an audio drama-related domestic dispute.